From Marketplace in Washington, D.C., I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdal. It's Thursday, June the 6th. Good to have you with us. Here in Washington, officials from the U.S. and Mexico continued immigration and trade talks today, trying to avoid new American tariffs on Mexican products. The Trump administration wants Mexico to slow the flow of migrants across the southern border. Unless a deal is reached and President Trump agrees to it, the U.S. is set to impose a 5% tax on all Mexican imports on Monday. That's pretty short notice, and the prospect of these tariffs has the people who actually work in the import-export trade really worried. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
When President Trump threatened to impose a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports, he threw a wrench into the works.
Everybody in the supply chain right now is reeling. We are so unprepared for it.
Amy Magnus is president of the National Customs Brokers and Forwarders Association of America. She points out this border has been essentially duty-free since NAFTA 25 years ago, with no tariffs paid by U.S. importers.
And now, all of a sudden, the brokers along the southern border have to figure out ways to collect that duty.
She says it's not even clear what products border officials would tax.
Everything coming from Mexico, does that mean country of origin Mexico or country of export Mexico? What about U.S. goods returning from Mexico? We don't know.
There's already been significant snarling in that cross-border trade, says economist Ray Perryman in Waco, Texas.
What a lot of people don't recognize is many goods go back and forth across the border five or six times. Assembly takes place in one area, then it's shipped back for further work. Other parts are added.
So would another 5% tariff be added every time that happens? Now, the bureaucratic mechanics of customs officials actually collecting a new tariff, that might not be such a big deal, says Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute.
Of course, we've had a lot of tariffs during the Trump administration, so I expect the wheels are well greased. In an electronic age, they can do it pretty quickly.
But he says it still could be a real problem for U.S. importers to figure out how much to budget for a new tariff and how much of that to pass on to the rest of us down the supply chain. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.